ears to hear.
And I need my heart to perceive.
You've got a message for me. Amen. So I'm going to go back to Ephesians in that same translation that we shared chapter 2 on Sunday. But we're going to kind of tackle chapter 1 tonight. And there's a lot of material here. And I don't know exactly what to do except to follow as I go forward. But I like the idea of watching how the Passion Translation is giving a little bit of insight that you don't see in some of the other translations. So this book has definitely been a gift. So I want to say thanks. Verse 1. Dear friends, my name is Paul. I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus the Messiah. Here's a side note. How many years did he spend in the desert? 13 years. Yeah. Was he in training? Mm-hmm. Welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Like, so, where does it all come from?
It's coming out, and it's a good thing because you wouldn't want an infection with a clogging suck. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy. I love that part. Say the believer holy, and it includes me.
Amen. Believers have been made holy, and it includes me.
Period.
Period.
Got it? Mm-hmm. All right. By being one with Jesus, the Anointed One. Now that's kind of a cool twist on the words, but it's still truth. May God Himself, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your lives. Isn't that a cool way of saying it? Our sonship and the Father's plan. That's the part that tickled me. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms has already been lavished upon us as a love from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus. Now that should hit home, Gail. Amen? Mm-hmm. All because He sees us wrapped into Christ. That's a different way of saying it, but it's kind of cool. All right? See, if you change the word Christ to anointing, which is what Christ means, you back that one up because He sees me wrapped in the anointing. This is why we celebrate Him with all our hearts. And in love, He chose us before He laid the foundation of the universe. Now that one is a mind-boggler. He chose me before the foundations of the universe were laid. Because you were in Him before the creation. Because of His great love, He ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in His eyes with an unstained innocence. Say, I can digest that one.
Amen. I can digest that one.
But the soul would have opinions, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Why? Because the accuser has been so successful at making you believe that you're a sinner that the sinner has been pounded into us from religion, not the anointing, but from religion. You're guilty and you'll never come out of it until you confess your sin over and over and over and over. And plus, no identification of the sin nature. Because they never believed you had a sin nature and that you were not condemned anymore. Because you are unstained and innocent because of what Jesus did on that cross for me.
Right.
That's what it is. And that's the truth. But do you accept it as truth?
That's why I keep saying the scripture that, again, this lady that's doing this teaching, she goes over to Hebrew. Oh.
Ron's going to get upset with you.
She goes to Hebrews 10, and she's in 10:19-22, because that's what it declares. Totally free in Christ, totally acceptable to go into the holy place.
Yeah.
And she said, until you digest that, you know, you're going to have trouble with it. So
because you're putting up with what you've got for foundations of the old stuff.
Right. So I've been, that's the scripture, and that's where I was Halloween night, in that scripture.
Okay.
Getting that scripture going in. Yeah, and then the attacks come, you know. Oh my goodness. But, you know, you go back and you go back and you go back to the scripture until it's, you know, it's all sound, it's in there.
Here's one thing that I believe may be helpful. Now, you've just read verse 4, okay? So, if you will just read verse 4 with me, okay? Say, and in love,
and in love.
He chose me before he laid the foundations of the universe. Because of his great love,
He ordained me
so that I would be seen as holy.
So that I would be seen as holy.
In his eyes.
With an
unstained
innocence.
Lord Jesus, by an act of my free will. I accept this as my truth. And it is going to be a transformation of my soul.
In Jesus' name,
so shall it be.
So
it's established now.
Yeah, all of the things that he's having me say, I ended with saying, I accept.
Yes.
Because that's defeating that spirit of rejection.
Right.
I accept it, and I say it very emphatically. I say, I accept very emphatically. I accept blah, blah, blah. I accept blah, blah, blah. So that, and my ears are hearing it also.
Yes.
I accept it.
Yes. And you're declaring it.
Correct. At the same time. Right.
Believing you have received, it will be done unto you. But if you don't believe, you'll never come out of the old.
Right.
Verse 5. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt me as his delightful child. Now I changed the words because I wanted it to be personal. Through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One. So that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. For the same love he has for the beloved Jesus, he has for me. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. Now, you see, that's something that is not normal for me. I never thought about me being a believer and accepting what he had done for me would bring pleasure to Papa.
Yeah.
But it does. Because that is the truth. But your soul has all this old identity that tries to stop it. Verse 7. Since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasure of redemption by his blood. The total cancellation of our sins, all because of the cascading riches of his grace. I love the way that was presented. That was so cool today. This super abundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing all forms of wisdom and practical understanding, and through the revelation of the Anointed One, He unveiled His secret desire to us, the hidden mystery of His long-range plan, which He was delighted to implement from the very beginning of time. And because of God's unfailing purpose, this detailed plan will reign supreme through every period of time until the fulfillment of all the ages finally reaches its climax, when God makes all things new in all of heaven and earth through Jesus Christ. I believe this is where we're at. There's process going on. And I can remember when many of the different individuals that have given us what their discernment was before Wade Taylor said we were in the midst of the transition where Jesus would actually be able to inhabit His bride. And when they would be in harmony, you would have the sons of God available to the earth. Well, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be doing the work that Jesus did. So you might be called to go to a funeral and bring back the person instead of having an issue with the ground that you're going to lay him in. Coming out of the grave will become something common. The book of Hebrews tells us that. Mm-hmm. That's one of the foundational truths. And we're not there yet.
No.
Okay? We're not there yet. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking at the word, but the training that he needs to go with it in order to have us be trusted with his truth. I mean, when he trusts me with his truth, he'll be able to download more. Okay? It's no different than when I was bringing up my kids. Okay? And you brought up yours. I mean, how much trust do you give the teenager? How much freedom do you give? When do you give? And it might be different for the different individuals because their development is different. And if you use that as a kind of a base, you can see what he's doing for us and what he's doing in us and his ultimate purpose. He's not going to download what he gave Elijah to Elisha if he's not faithful to follow.
Right.
Same thing here. How much can he trust me with before I decide to follow myself? Mm-hmm. Or follow my feelings and judge? Mm-hmm. Amen? See, feelings, emotions, blah, blah, blah. All of that is part of the soul. Mm-hmm. Verse 11. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. Before we were even born, he gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose. There goes John Paul Jackson, right? Or anyone else that went home early, in our opinion. That's judgment. I remember saying to the Lord, I don't like this. Okay? Mm-hmm. On a side note, watching God allow destruction for a ministry such as the PTL ministry. And when Jim Baker was, he did. And he was literally destroyed and put in jail on a technicality that the world system did. But it was God's plan to put him there. It was God's plan to allow that to fail in order to bring the man to a different place emotionally and physically. Because he got busted. And I can remember running upstairs saying to Gino, oh my God, this is absolutely unbelievable. Because God has done so much work in that place. Because that's where I was trained. Mm-hmm. Okay? I knew the people that were in the background. I knew the kind of work and dedication that was going on and had been in progress for a lot of years in order for the progress to bring healing and deliverance to so many. And I can remember Gino turning around in his chair, looked at me, stop crying, he says. Because the tears were flowing. I couldn't help it. It was happening. And he said, God will do what needs to be done for this man of God and recognize that it's your turn to pray for his resurrection. Why? Because I had received freely. It was now my turn to give freely. Today, he's still doing God's work. He had a terrible stroke not too long ago. He's not the same man that he was. But he'll tell you openly, I was in prison for 5 years, and God revealed who he was to me. See, he knew God, and he had a relationship with the Lord, but it was on a carnal level. God took him into the spirit realm and broke him until there was nothing left to break. Let's back this up. Before we were even born, he gave us our destiny. That we would fulfill the plan of God, not the plan of man, who always accomplishes every person and plan in his heart. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to long for the messianic hope, would be the first to believe in the Anointed One and bring great praise and glory to God. For the first 300 years, the church was of Jewish heritage with Gentiles mixture. And because of him, when you who are not Jews heard the revelation of truth, you believed in the wonderful news of salvation. Now we have been stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. He is given to us like an engagement ring. I love this part. Isn't that cool? Say, he has been given to me.
He has been given to me.
Like an engagement ring.
Like an engagement ring.
With the promise of a wedding ring.
With the promise of a wedding ring.
That's Kim's version. You got that. You figured that one out, right? As the first installment of what's coming, he is our hope promised of a future inheritance which seals us until we have all of redemption promises and experience complete freedom, all for the supreme glory and honor of God. Holy Ghost is pushing. for quite a few years when we would have the Tuesday night meetings at Grace. It was called the Father's Heart Ministry. Okay? And when my earthly dad went home in 1988, his wedding band was given to me by my mom, along with another one of his rings. And at one point, the Lord said to me that there was something wrong in the stone of that ring, and I needed to destroy it. And in obedience, I literally crushed it, so the stone became dust. Then I had the gold melted, the wedding band and the ring were melted. Joe the jeweler took care of it for, I would say, about 4 years, and never got to really melt it to make another ring out of it, because that was his plan. He told me the mixture of the two levels of gold were not workable, pliable enough. But he had found a ring, which is white gold and yellow gold. It's got two bands, and in the middle is white gold, and there's two little hearts that are melted together. He said, I have a sense you like that. And I said, yes, because that's also the other title, Heart to Heart. So I wear this wedding band because it's connected to the gold that my father had on his hand, the earthly one. And it means a lot when I get emotional, because it happens. And when I read this afternoon, of course, I immediately had the look at the ring, because again, it connects. It connects some of the emotions that I miss my dad. I have a heavenly father that I would like to see. I'm very nosy, and he knows it. Mm-hmm. Now, he showed himself to Moses, and I already told him I'd like the same. So, I'm being honest, okay? What is he going to allow down the road? I don't know. But the hunger is there. Now, when I heard about this ring today, because I had read it before, but today it went home. And I'm saying to the Lord, you know, I know you've got plans, okay? This is great, great news. But I'm also, in that human part of me, in a hurry. None of you guys ever have that problem, but I do. So I said to the Lord, I'm in a hurry. He said, be patient. All things work together for good. And so he's working on my patience. So let's go back. Paul prays for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in verse 15. Because of this, since I first heard about your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your tender love towards all his devoted ones, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you, as I constantly remember you in my prayers. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. Because that is individuals. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us his holy ones. Do you see yourself as a holy one? It's time you do. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. Not just to them, as it works through me and you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realms. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler. That one was really cool. The way it's worded seems to go a higher, just another step higher. He is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. That is an amen. Amen. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all others. So he's above what Adam was. Because of Adam's failure. He's also called the second Adam. So he is the firstborn of the dead, actually glorifying the grave. And now we, his church, are his body on earth, and that which fills him who is being filled by it. There's a lot of meat there, but there's a lot of truth that I pray will impact us. Because again, these are seeds of light. Amen? So close your eyes and put your hand over your heart. Say, there's more seeds that just went in, Lord.
There's more seeds that just went in, Lord.
And I want them to grow.
And I want them to grow.
I want living water to keep flowing.
I want living water to keep flowing.
And to be aware of the blood.
And to be aware of the blood.
That river of blood that cleanses.
And continues cleansing.
It doesn't stop, Lord.
It doesn't stop, Lord.
And I don't want it to stop.
And I don't want it to stop.
So I lift up, myself before you, believing that you are progressing in authority in me and through me
and through
my mouth
to
declare that I will complete my destiny.
That I will complete my destiny.
On time.
On time.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So be it.
So be it.
Amen.